Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let me play among the stars,
Francis.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars,
Albert.
In other words, hold my hand.
Jay, you want to hold my hand?
Only if we can skip.
Ah, that's right. Skip right down the driveway. Okay, so we have the 30th of August upon us, Wednesday, the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, and yeah, the moon, it's that super blue moon, the biggest and brightest of the year. So this happens. This is tonight, the blue super moon makes its glorious debut in the nighttime sky. So what about the term blue supermoon? It's been kind of emphasized by poets and writers and stuff. But there is a reason for it, not necessarily to be the blue moon, but the bigness. It's sort of the convergence of the three distinct lunar phenomena. So you go to the NASA website and you look at the solar system exploration page. This full moon is a merger of a supermoon and a blue moon in alignment with the Hindu festival of Rakhi Purnima. How does that do? Did I pronounce that correctly? Rakhi, Reiki, right. Maybe. It may be Reiki. Reiki, Rakhi. You say Reiki.
Yeah, Reiki.
I'll call, that's Reiki, Rakhi. So Saturn also is very visible, almost like they were dancing together with this Saturn and the supermoon together. The Earth, let's see here, our longitude, the way the Earth is, we divide the longitude and latitude up. Everybody do, we have Earth science people so that we know what the longitude, I hope everybody. James.
Yeah, well, I feel like we learned that pretty early.
Well, James, you know the difference. You know what longitude and latitude is?
Oh, gosh, I should. Longitude is horizontal across the planet, right? And then latitude is
long.
Right. And then latitude's vertical.
Okay, good kid. All right. So they apparently are in perfect opposition, Jay, to the sun, and that's why there's so much light. And the ring around Saturn, which is closely... We think that everything is equidistant, but it's not. Saturn kind of has an elliptical orbit, and so does the moon.
They all pretty much do.
Yeah, too much detail?
There are these videos. I can't remember the social media handle. I'll have to look it up. But they do different videos about Earth and space and all of this stuff. And they do this one where they show the orbit of Earth and the sun and then the different planets one at a time, kind of. And it's this line that as they orbit each other and everything in the sun, it just creates this beautiful, the line goes with it and stays just so you can, it shows it, and it creates this beautiful, like, artwork that almost kind of looks like different flowers and stuff.
Yeah.
It is amazing. I'll have to share that, but it's just, it's really cool when you see them dance with each other all the time. But Saturn, you'll be able to see it best about quarter till nine Eastern time, and then the peak of the super blue moon is about 9:36 p.m. Eastern.
About?
And it'll...
right around 9:36:32.
9:36. And it'll still be visible tomorrow night, tomorrow and everything, but it's just like that peak, the most, the brightest and the biggest that is going to be about 9:36 p.m. Eastern time. Set your alarms.
So, if you're Jewish... you know that right around the corner is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and the Jews think that this plays a special role as well. It's a time of introspection. And it really kind of is. You look up at the moon and you think romantic thoughts, or you think, you just kind of sit there and you think to yourself, what's life all about? Right? The old song, What's It All About, Alfie? Everybody remember that? Jay, you know that song?
James, I don't know the song.
What's It All About? Well, James will find it for us, and then you can. The approach here and the way to look at this is to kind of put it in perspective as we enter the last phase of summertime. This is something, the summer, although we've had kind of a, I don't know if we'd call it a rough summer. We've had a hot summer. We've had a wet summer. But summer's like this. Matter of fact, I did some research. I got to go find this here. Yeah, here it is. All right. The temperature is, there's a big headline I'm reading today in the Boston Herald, the Boston Globe, the two of the sources that I use every day. The temperature is going to stay summer-like in September and maybe October. Well, that's okay with me. I'm so far behind with farm work. But I was looking back over when I'm on an airplane like I was yesterday, and I've finally figured out how to use all of my tools without, like, being in airplane mode, you know, that kind of stuff, how you can really, you can still use them. And so I was looking at the temperature records going back. You know, they always say, it's the hottest summer on record. Well, the record's going to go back to 1880. But if you go back even, let's see here, how many years do we have to go back? You got to go back 90 years. If you go back to 1936 and look at how many cities in America had temperatures that were consistently over 100 for 4 to 6 days or more. As a matter of fact, there were a number of cities that were hotter than 110 degrees back in 1936. So I say this not because I'm trying to be a naysayer. What I'm trying to do is put you on the path of actually knowing what the facts are versus the extreme hoo-la of the people who want to tell you that the world is coming to an end. It's not. It's just hot. And so if you look back, let's see here. The hottest July 19th, for example, occurred in 1934, 1932, 1936, 1930, 1926, and 1901. Half of the U.S. was over 95 degrees for 4 days in a row or more. And when you look at some of the temperature variations, it's not just the heat. The same extremes when it comes to cold were from the, like, 1929, which was the Dust Bowl. That was the beginning of the Depression, and that's when we had these unbelievable droughts and the heat all across America. That lasted till 1934. Interestingly enough, the Depression, that was the beginning of the change when Franklin Roosevelt became president, the New Deal, all that stuff. Things happened. A lot of people, you know, you look at the conditions, and they are right for some things and wrong for other things. And if you pay attention to the details, the number of people who died from cold, the exposure to the cold in the mid-1930s was 15 times higher than what normally takes place in a normal winter. So, hello, let's get real with all of this scary global warming stuff. It is hot. And we've had a lot of wet, and, you know, you look around at what's happening. And the reason I put that information together with this, if you are down in Florida and you're fleeing Hurricane Idalia, is that how you pronounce it? I guess it is, right?
I think so, yeah.
Idalia? Sounds like something you'd grow in the garden, the Idalia onions next to the Vidalia onions. But anyway, the residents that are leaving because of what's going on the Florida coast, the Gulf Coast, okay, yeah, if you want to get away from that stuff, it's probably a good idea. Go inland a little bit or go someplace. It's going to be a rough couple of days, but is it the end of the world? No. And if you look back at the history, the moon and its cycles, this is one of the reasons that the storms are as bad as they are, is because the moon is as powerful as it is right now. Mm-hmm. The moon affects the weather. Hello, if you
and the tides and
hopefully
everything.
Learned that in earth science. The moon has, you know, it's wonderful to have all this focus in the front part of looking at the big moon, but it's also going to make the weather kind of wild and the water, especially the tides. And so all of this stuff together combined is kind of a hoo-ha of weather and phenom. So I'm not so sure.
Speaking of Idalia, she's been upgraded to a Category 4.
Yeah, it's a big storm.
Yeah.
Yep, it's a big storm. And as long as, let's have one more page with regard to the moon, shall we? That moon shot that India made earlier this week, and they landed, and it's where they have a moon rover that got off. Yeah, it's kind of like what we did a number of years ago. And they've been running around with this moon rover. That sounds like a song, doesn't it? Moon rover, wider than a mile.
Change one letter.
That's right. So there's sulfur on the moon. There are several other elements. As this, the landing took place on the south pole of the moon. And it's kind of cool that they have, I don't know whether we, I'm trying to remember back, I could go to the NASA website again and find out what we found in our first exploration of the moon when we went up there. They found some signs of frozen water. Let's see here. What else have they? They've detected aluminum and iron and calcium and chromium and titanium and manganese and oxygen. And wow! So, the rover has really done its job. It's kind of cool. And it's interesting that the Indians, I say this only because I wonder about priorities. There's so much problem. There's so many things in India that ought to take their, and who am I to say, you know, what they do with their money. But it just seems like they're having a hard time with food and water over there. So spend some of your money on that. I don't know that you're going to find enough drinking water on the moon to bring it back to India to to help. But it's something they can be proud of, and a lot of people have national pride.
That's the first time anybody's landed.
Yeah, for a long time.
On the south side of the moon.
I think on the south side, exactly. Yep, right. So the Soviets are trying to do it. Their plane crashed, or their rocket crashed. And I think, China's been up there and nosing around. So anyway, there's the moon in your eye like a big pizza pie. It's 18 after the hour.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Linda, let's run vitals and measurements on Chairman Meow.
And then springtime is itchy skin time at Violet's Pet Clinic.
Oh, no. He seems to be very uncomfortable.
She needs more allergy vets to scratch appointments off her list.
Okay, let me see if I can find someone to get some steroid cream for him.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates. And you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all of that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684.
C Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Now, 23 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Wednesday. The Good Day networks are aplumb with all kinds of activity. You can listen to the Good Day download on gooddayshow.com. You can also pick up all the info that we have every day on a food, farm, and family front at foodfarmfamily.com and the American Family Farmer Show, every week dedicated to the interests of the small family farmer and what you're getting for food and how you're getting it, plus all our Good Day Health Show info, all public service things at your service and on your side. That's us. Now, is Taylor Swift considered to be at your service and on your side? I would say that she is one of the most, let's see here, what would be the word that I would use? Not a progressive isn't strong enough. I would say that she is one of the best examples of goodness and smartness, and just basically a force to be reckoned with as she reaches all kinds of milestones. We're going to talk about one of those career milestones right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avi and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Everybody pretty much knows who Taylor Swift is, I think. No matter what your age, you're aware of her. I'm not sure that everybody's aware of her goodness. They're aware of her social life and romantic life and her singing and how successful a pop star she is. She's apparently going to become the first female artist in Spotify history to reach, Jay, 100 million monthly listeners.
Yeah.
You know what's that worth in terms of dollars and cents?
That's incredible. 100 million monthly. She only comes behind The Weeknd, who was the first artist to reach that milestone, and he did so in February. But she just, there are universities that have adopted classes of studying her songwriting and everything.
Yeah.
She is on this massive Eras tour where she has already been in the news for giving big bonuses, not just her, the normal pay to everybody on her team and staff, but these huge bonuses she's giving out. Every place she stops, she gives money, a lot of money for food banks and everything.
Yeah.
But also the economy. It's almost like every city that she stops at is getting a Super Bowl.
Big boost.
Where, because so many people travel for these shows. And she does weekend shows. So they're always on the weekend, and it's never just one stop. It's two shows per weekend, or sometimes it's three.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of people traveling in, and it's great for all of the cities where it is, because people are spending so much money at the different places.
We have something new being released in October, right? Isn't there some new album or something that's coming out there?
She is doing, it's another Taylor's version one that she's taking back. It's 1989 that she's recutting.
Ah, that's right. She went through all of that stuff when she changed management, or the guy told her she couldn't, and she
they
said,
sold the rights,
show you.
Who had originally had it, sold the company, the label, and so she wanted to get the rights back to her music, and she started, Lover was the first one where she owned her own rights, and then every album since, so she's re-recording all the previous ones.
She's smart, and she's good, so good for her. Let's hear a round of applause for Taylor Swift. Yay! It's 28 after the hour. You're on Good Day. Round of applause. Good Day. Yay!
Yeah, yo.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. According to medical research, living with a dog will help you lead a much more active life. Whether taking it for a walk or just playing around with the little bugger, every time you engage in those activities, it gives your cardiovascular system a healthy boost. As such, we see improvements in cholesterol count, blood pressure, and actually reduction in the use of prescription drugs in people who live with dogs. Even overall visits to the doctor's office, especially among people over 40, are reduced as well. Another health benefit associated with living with a pet is improvement in mood and mental well-being. This might be the most important benefit, since many ailments are related to our attitudes and mindsets. Pets are also an excellent source of comfort and laughter and companionship. When your spouse or someone else is nagging your head off, there's no one better to turn to for consolation than your pet. Whether it be a dog or a cat, they will sit there, they will listen, and they won't judge your behavior. So the next time you're thinking about what can I do to be healthier, think about adopting another dog. I'm Warren Eckstein.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. FEMA is ready for Hurricane Idalia to make landfall in Florida Wednesday.
The president quickly approved an emergency declaration in advance of the storm in Florida, turning on the many tools that are available at my disposal to provide the governor any support or resources he may need.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell is warning residents to take this storm seriously. The University of North Carolina grad student who's accused of killing a faculty member is being held without bond. Ty Lay Chi made his first court court appearance Tuesday. He's been charged with first-degree murder and possession of a gun on educational property. The mayor of Miami is suspending his presidential campaign after failing to make the debate stage last week. Francis Suarez made the announcement Tuesday in a post on X. He is the first candidate to drop out of the race for the Republican nomination. He said running for president was the highlight of his life. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bid you good day, sir. This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Add your voice to the conversation. Leave us a message on 855-999-DUG.
Next message.
855-999-3684.
Got the message?
Yes.
If you want to write a song about the moon, walk along the craters of the afternoon. When the shadows are deep and the light is alien, the gravity leaps like a knife off the pavement.
What a poet.
You want to write a song about the moon.
How about the moon?
You want to write a spiritual tune.
That's very true.
Na, 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 na.
How much time? Think about this. Over the history of man, over the hundreds of thousands of years, have men looked up in the sky and seen the moon and had the same thoughts that we're having today? Think about that, Jay. How many people looked up there? It creates all kinds of emotion and experience and stuff. it has a real impact, as we were talking about the impact of the moon on the tides and the weather and that sort of thing. It just is pretty fat, and it's a commonality. It's something we all experience, which is something that we all ought to be working hard on. My son and I had this conversation last night because we talk every day or two. Mostly we talk to my grandson Jasper as he's learning new words. I was telling James a little earlier, the way he emphasizes dog. That's what he calls me. And then sometimes you can't tell the difference between that and the dog and the ball. And yeah, it's just fun stuff. But, you know, as they, youngsters, grow old and they look up in the sky or older and they think about the moon and what that means. Just think of all the common experiences that we have today looking at the moon. All of us are looking at the moon, right? Something that brings us together. Isn't it wonderful that we're all sort of together on that one thing? So what else can we be together on? That's what Brenda and I were talking about last night, how can we bring people together? So sometimes it's good stuff like the moon, sometimes it's disaster like this hurricane. I should use the term disaster, but that's what everybody else uses. It's a disaster. The government has activated the disaster protocol for using the radio, for example. We've learned a great deal about radio, as much as I crow all the time and so do other people about it. Yesterday I was talking about it. I know the value of AM radio. We talk about it a lot because it's true. There is great value in that radio station that you're listening to. There's so many people. We are on AM stations and FM stations, but there's something, as we'll talk about this week on our American Family Farmer Show. We have a broadcaster from Minnesota. I happened to have been in Minnesota when I was interviewing him. He was a couple of hours away from me, but we were talking about what his job was as a farm broadcaster and the information that comes about as a result of that area being just basically all ag all the time, all agriculture, and how dependent they are on the information they get from their radio station, because there's really not much local media anymore, local newspapers and that kind of stuff. So as the hurricane Idalia gets closer and closer and closer to landfall, the Gulf of Mexico, the stations, the cities that are on the Panhandle and down in Clearwater and Tampa, St. Pete, those areas, very important. And so Homeland Security has taken a piece of the pie there. Just very interesting how we have taken it for granted for so long. And then it seems like it's threatened, and then we jump around and and start realizing, wait a minute, it's good for this, it's good for that, it's good for something else. Certainly it's good for helping give you ideas as to what to do during the hurricane. And it's also, you know, you go back a couple of weeks to the circumstances that we were talking about with regard to Maui and what's happened, there, and what they realized, how much they learned from just having their little AM radios, some transistor. Yeah. Still has them, but they're around. So it was a way for leaders.
Exactly, whether it's tornadoes or earthquakes or anything that can take down. I feel like in today's society, we are more used to getting news, updates, information from our devices, from our phones.
Yep, that's right.
And when the internet goes down, when the towers go down, AM will still be there.
Yep. So now to focus on what's going on in Maui for a bit, I think, Wednesday. On Monday, we were talking about the tourism problems that all Hawaii is having because people don't know, strange and sadly enough, that there are islands that span 200 miles and there are tourism facilities and opportunities on each one of the islands, some different.
Even other parts of Maui itself.
Yeah, right, exactly, except tourism is off by millions of dollars a day over there because people who want to travel to Hawaii are staying away. And
well,
so,
is it a respectful thing? Do people feel like they're being disrespectful? Should they still continue with their vacation?
I'd like to think that, but no, I don't think that's the case. I think people are just ignorant as to where, what's going on. Where is this beach town, Lahaina, and how does it relate to the rest of the... they're losing millions of dollars a day. And so all the islands are feeling the impact of this. People that run these small cafes and small establishments, tourism has screeched to a halt because the news media keeps playing all this video, or newspapers are on social media, whatever it is, of, cancel your trip, closed. Follow us on social media and watch when we open up again. And there's video of the burned out city.
Like,
meanwhile,
let them work, let them recover. And it's, you will help them recover by
going
being a tourist there and spending your money.
Right. You like it? Hawaii, there's no place like Hawaii on earth. I've traveled to 40 some odd different countries. I've been in every state in our union. And I will tell you, there are very few experiences that I've had that equal the enjoyment that I feel when I go to Hawaii. And so that's just my take on it. But you obviously are going to do what you want to do and do what you think is right. But if you're going to not go there because you think that the whole chain of islands is a mess, then that's just ignorance. It's just plain and simple. It's not, especially if you laid down good dough and you have to cancel and it'll cost you something to do it. I love to scuba dive. I'm not great at it, but I enjoy it. There's something about it, looking down and seeing the stuff that's in the ocean. It's just the impactful stuff of that. Last year, tourism accounted for 3.4 million tourists spending almost $6 billion. Business in Hawaii, tourism, $6 billion. There are the amount of people traveling, especially to Maui, down by 75% to 80%. Because of this thing. Obviously, as Jay just said, you can't go there. You can't go to a lot. What are you going to... I don't even think they'll let you there. You can't go in there.
Yeah,
but for heaven's sake,
out of West Maui.
Look at a map.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at a map. All right, so enough of that. I just want to encourage... We have a couple of stations in Hawaii, and I want those folks to know that we are on your side. All right, so we've talked about the hurricane, right? If you're in Tampa... Good luck, and have a nice day. Other than that, let's see what's going on. Talking about the Indian trip to the moon, the new material that they're finding up there. So let's celebrate what science has found down here. Apparently, Jay, there's a new material that is 5 times lighter and 4 times stronger than steel. Who would have thunk it? So it's strong, it's lightweight, it can improve everything that's built with steel, cars, planes, medical equipment, you name it, ladders, think of anything that's made with some of the material. Ladders usually made with aluminum these days, but this material is strong enough and light enough to be as aluminum, it's low density. So here we go. This is something that'll change, it'll revolutionize if they can make enough of it. Imagine this is something actually done in the laboratories, the University of Connecticut. And Columbia also is in on this, two laboratories.
And I know you're not a big fan of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but the idea came Iron Man and the love of the movies and kind of these musings of wanting to create better armor for Iron Man. It has to be super light, but super strong. It has to protect him from enemies' attacks, but help him fly faster. And just the idea in theory of stuff like this helped in actuality create this material.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. It just goes to show you what people who are like minds, people who are smart, people who work together. Apparently, it has the density of glass and like ceramics and that kind of stuff, but so light. They've made some things out of this stuff. You could frame a house with it, for example. Thinking about this, your old traditional way of building a house, put a wood frame up, and separate the rooms with wood studs. Some people are using aluminum, especially on commercial buildings, but this stuff will allow you to build houses that are stronger and lighter. And I think that all of the things that are used to build a house, like the scaffolding around it, this make it much stronger. I have scaffolding that I use around my buildings to, you know, paint and put a new roof on, that kind of stuff, but they're heavy, awkward, difficult to move around. So I wonder about this in terms of those 3D printers. I wonder about, because the stuff that comes out of the 3D printers oftentimes is lighter weight. I don't begin to understand how that stuff works. Do you think you understand how what do you put into a 3D printer to allow it to make guns, for example, or any kind of mechanical item? It's just Jay Leno like used to say he was making parts for his cars with a 3D printer.
Like what it's actually printed on, like with a normal printer, we would,
yeah,
would be use paper.
Have you ever actually seen a 3D printer in working?
In real life, no, I haven't.
Yeah. No, I haven't either. Yeah, maybe that's something. If you've experienced it, share it with us on our social media. What your experience was at
it is
Good Day Networks. Though. Yeah,
and I think it depends. It's one of those things of the different materials. I've seen a lot of times plastics. Probably metal is one. And then aren't they using some 3D printers for, like health, medical,
yeah,
and all of that
stuff?
And I would think that they would be using a lot of things maybe grown in a lab.
Yeah.
Carbon fiber is also a big part.
Carbon fiber. Oh, yeah. Right, James. That's right. Yes, it is. Yep. You are correct, Amundo. In the science department, something that doesn't need too much time, 3M, one of the big chemical companies in our world, is going to pay a $6 billion fee to settle lawsuits on people in the service who had earplugs that didn't work. That's something else to talk about at some time. That's the only negative science news I have for you, folks. It's now 48 after the hour.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. You can find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. But the most important part of any weight loss program, it seems to me, is whether you can keep the weight off.
You're working out, you're exercising, you can maintain it easier and longer that way. When you've rebuilt lean muscle tissue, you just overall feel better. And then you can just use Calitrin for maintenance. If you start to lose the muscle mass, you start to see your energy start to decline, you can get back on it.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com, that's TOPLOSS.com, or call us toll-free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next prize.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
How are you managing today so far? Hopefully well. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Time for Food Farm Family Report. The one, the most recent one, celebrating National Lemon Juice Day. and the problems with Trader Joe's, that's what we have as our podcaster, the download at foodfarmfamily.com. Plus, you can find a lot of the same information that I talk about in detail. Speaking of Trader Joe's, here we go again, Jay. Another recall, this is the black bean tamale because of undeclared milk products. Boy, you got to wonder what kind of a toll this is taking on their business.
It is always, and this is what, the sixth in a matter of 5 weeks?
Yeah, very, these are gourmet black bean tamales. They may contain unsolicited milk products. The company issued a statement looking at, I suppose, protecting themselves, because people could sue if things aren't properly, lawyers being as they are and looking for business, right? You have to look at the television every day to see all of the, you went to Camp Lejeune, so let's sue. So anyway, this recall affects a number of batches of Texas tamale, black bean tamales, which may have Hatch green chili and cheese tamales because of a mistake in packaging and labeling.
Yeah, basically the wrong products got put into the wrong package.
Yeah, right.
We have been seeing a lot, not only from Trader Joe's.
Well, generally it's a problem.
Yeah.
Universal problem. Yep. So Trader Joe's also has pulled off the yesterday, the multi-grain cracker thing. I was talking about having that, and I looked when I got home last night. Yep, there they are. So I ate them and they were fine. Should I throw them out? Or maybe I'll bring them back, get my money back. How about that? So that's Trader Joe's having a
tough time of it.
We talked about a woman who was suing Chick-fil-A because some of the nuggets sent her son to the hospital because of undeclared milk, and he had a severe milk allergy. So the undeclared milk stuff, undeclared allergens, it's real. If you have these allergies, it is difficult.
And one wonders why we have so many allergies these days when 100 years ago or 50 years ago we didn't have them. I think that's another subset of the discussion for sure. But the reality is you got to be careful of these sorts of things now. What is it they say? Awareness is 3/4 of overcoming the problem. If you're aware of the problem, if you're not aware of it, then there's usually, then people aren't. They don't pay attention to a lot of this stuff. Thus, we have this portion of the program. Next up in our focus, horses. And what can happen if you're around a horse? A lot of people have horses. They keep them on farms. Some people have little places on their own property they keep horses. But the sensitivity to human emotions like joy and anger has been studied, and the new study shows the emotional sensitivity apparently in horses not limited to facial expressions, but the sounds coming from the person with whom the horse is observing. Maybe out in a walk. They would take the horse out, ride, and we have lots of paths and trails around here. There are hundreds of horses around where I am. I even have a young lady who's got 5 or 6 at my home farm, and they've kind of become domesticated. She loves them just like she loves her dog, and that's what people do. The last lady I was with in my life, that her whole life was about her horses and what she did with them. And so the emotional contours of the people who are around them, you wonder which comes first, I guess. Is the sensitivity of the horse to these emotions, or people being emotional around the horses and the horses learning? And it becomes part of their DNA. But they know when you're happy, they know when you're sad, and they can respond to these emotions.
They can almost read these cues better than other humans.
Yeah, right, exactly. And they understand sadness. I think dogs understand sadness very well. As a matter of fact, do cats, though? Do you think cats do?
I think cats do. Yeah.
Let's ask
Especially
Warren.
Like if their fur baby, their fur parent is sick or anything.
Yeah.
Those videos always go around social media of like if somebody has cancer and they just got home, they just found out or whatever, when the animal realizes that, and you just see this change in the animal, how they treat their. Yeah. It's almost like they want to become the caregiver.
Yeah. All right, so later in the Wednesday Good Day program, we'll have Warren X time with us. And so I think I'll ask him about horses. There aren't much to talk about horses or cows with Warren, because most people have them as pets. I have cows as pets. How many people do you know who have a cow as a pet? All right, there it is. Moving forward here on Good Day at 58 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.